Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, good morning. It is 729. We are Scott and Kelly at K-Frog. All right, so you're blaming mom again for something.
If your love life sucks, it's your mom's fault. And this is according to research. Some new research was done and found that mothers and daughters tend to have a similar number of marriages and cohabitating relationships. So you kind of reflect on whatever your mom's relationship was, according to this research, is how things will play out with your love life, too. So if you have a bunch of breakups, it might be mom's fault.
Is this only, does this only apply to daughters and mothers?
According to this research, yes.
Okay.
But they say that mothers pass on certain characteristics like poor conflict management skills that sometimes their daughters may pick up and use in their relationships. And that might be why things are so similar. But I think we need to do some of our own research to find out. We want to know, what is your mother's relationship? What was her patterns of relationship, and how does that play out to your relationship? And it might be interesting to see guys too, if it reflects in that, in their relationships as well.
Okay, so like if mom's been married 10 times and you've only been married once, or vice versa, this will fly in the face of the science.
Exactly.
And it also, it would be interesting too if you and mom have pretty much similar patterns.
Yes. So okay, we're doing research, but we're being nosy, and we need your help. So
it's the best kind of research.
Yeah. So if you can give us a call, 888-431-3764. That's 888-431-FROG. You can call or text that number so we can do some research.
Yeah, this is non-scientific. There's a margin of error, was it plus or minus 100%?
Pretty much, yes.
Well, this is interesting. 737 at K-Frog. Kelly ran across this research that says basically if you're still single, you can blame your mom.
Yeah, it says that mothers or daughters actually inherit a lot of their dating relationship advice and characteristics from their mothers, seeing how their relationships went. So we're doing some research to see, how does your dating life compare to your mom's? Here's a text message says, my mom was married 3 times and she dated a lot. I've been married once for 8 years. I dated him for 5 years, so my record's better than my mom's.
Okay. This is non-scientific research, I'm going to point out. All right, so how does your love life compare to your mom's?
I pray to God they're not. My mom has been married 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
I've been married once, got divorced, and now I'm in a serious relationship, have been for almost 6 years. Okay. However, my mom's mom was married 7 times.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Okay.
So that made me nervous as a kid. Like, oh, my God, I don't want to be like my grandma.
7 times. Well, if you think about it, if grandma did 7 times, your mom was 3, and you only do 1 or 2, you're still doing good.
Let's hope so. Let's hope the odds are with me, not against me.
May the odds be ever in your favor.
Yeah. Dating is like the Hunger Games. Here's another text message. Says, my mother has been married and divorced twice. I'm on my 3rd marriage. My mother-in-law has been married twice, and my husband's on his 2nd marriage. So there's definitely a pattern.
Wow. I don't know. That's interesting. This, if you would like to be part of our little research project, we are here. We're at 1-888-431-3764. We could even, might be interesting to hear from some guys, too.
Mm-hmm.
You can blame your mom if you're still single.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what the research says, that you will, women will mirror their moms as far as their relationships.
OK, Okay, so we're doing our own research. We're asking you, how does your relationship compare to your mom's? Here's a text message that says, I did not inherit the relationship characteristics of my mom. Thankfully, I went in the complete opposite direction. I've been happily married for 15 years now while my mom is on her third marriage. However, my younger sister does behave much like my mom when it comes to relationships. They're just never happy.
Okay. Line two, how does your love life compare to mom's?
Well, my mother's been married 7 times and at 84 just moved in with her boyfriend number 8.
Wow.
And I know, right? And then I was engaged once and called it off because I didn't want to be like my mother. And I told my boyfriend now, I'm not getting married again because I don't want to be even close to my mom.
So mom definitely has some influence on your dating habits.
Oh, heck yeah. It was like when I would talk to a guy, would start talking to parents, I would be like, wait a minute, I got to think really hard about this, you know, and then I would break up because I didn't want to talk about marriage. I did not want to be like my mom. I wanted to be, I have siblings and we all have different dads and it's kind of crazy, you know? Hmm.
So, boyfriend number 8, is he a keeper for mom?
Well, she moved in with him, so I guess so.
And how
but that's not a good indication, though.
No. You know what's really funny? You guys get this. She called my brothers and I in like a little group text at first, and then she said, we just don't want you to be ashamed of us because we're not going to get married. And I thought, oh, holy cow, that's what you're worried about? I mean, really? It's like, wow, you're 84, you know, he's a younger guy. You've been married a million times. It didn't make a difference. What, you know, I mean, come on, really?
You should be high-fiving.
Yeah.
Be high-fiving out in the hallways. All right. Well, we could continue this little experiment to see how you compare to the research.
You could call or text us 888-431-3764.
806 at Cape Frog. It's always kind of interesting to compare these big research projects, these studies, to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the research that Kelly ran across says basically adult women will mirror their mom's dating habits, their relationships.
Yeah, so we're just seeing how does that actually line up around here? Is that true? Here's the text message says, my mom has been married to my dad for 33 years. Me, however, 3 engagements, lots of dating, and I'm allergic to marriage.
Ah, okay. text says, my parents have been married for 50 years. My brother has never been married. I've been divorced twice. My sister is on her second marriage.
Okay. And a text message here says, OMG, this is so true. My mother has been married 5 times. I've been married 5 times. One of my sons is on his 5th marriage. So it also does affect the male side of the family. The sad part of this is my mother and I currently reside together and I always threaten to divorce her now.
Oh man, so many of these that we're seeing where people go the exact opposite of what mom did. You want to go to line 4 here?
Yeah.
Okay, so how does your love life compare to mom's?
Well, I learned everything I didn't want to do in a relationship from my mom. My mom's on her 2nd marriage, but in between the 2 marriages, she dated so much. It was one breakup after another. My sister, who's 4 years older, is on her 10th marriage.
10th?
However.
10th? Double digits?
Yes, 10th. Yeah, and me, I got married 2 months after I turned 18, and here we are almost 19 years later.
Wow, good for you. Okay, I have to be nosy, though. After the 10th marriage, do you have a ceremony, and do people actually go?
I stopped going after her 3rd marriage.
And you're her sister.
She has 5 kids by 5 different dads. Like, oh, man. And to each their own, but it's not for me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, you got to figure out what works for you. But still, if you've been married 10 times, is it really working?
Yeah. And she's always like, it's not me the problem. Clearly it is. It's the consistent thing in all of it.
She's the one consistent.
Yeah. Yep.
Hey, thanks for your call. Have a good weekend.
You too. Thanks.
Thanks. Bye.
Wow.
Good Lord. Do you think she shows up to Bed Bath & Beyond? They're like, oh, another marriage?
You again.
You know the drill. Go ahead, register yourself.
Wow, we sound so judgmental right now. Sorry, we love everybody. We do. We just sometimes sit back and go, wow, really?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.